done, everybody.
Super, we made it.
That's a wrap.
Marigolds.
You were marvellous.
Absolutely fantastic.
Darling, I know this preview of yours was set out 3 weeks ago, and yes, I know I said I'd be there. But if I miss this meeting, I could lose the planning permission, and there's $500,000 at stake. Anyway, I can catch you later. You'll be great, you always are. The camera loves you, the clients love you, the agency loves you, and I love you. Oh, come on. You don't need me to hold your hand. You're a big girl now. You're Blue Marigold.
Marvellously, darling. When I think how we sweated blood till we found you. I mean, we've got every...
I think we'd better run it, don't you? We can't wait any longer for Marigold. When I know she thinks she's God's gift, but there are limits. Ah! Well, there you are, darling. Marvellous, super, so glad you could join us. You know, we were starting to fear for you. Our most highly insured property, my God. Talk about Marilyn Monroe, who's she? But you're forgiven.
All right, let's go, shall we?
Lung projection.
I knew it was a dangerous assignment. Control had warned me. This is the big one, Blue Marigold. They'll try to blow your cover.
Blue Marigold.
And now my contact was late. But my makeup was perfect and would stay that way. I was looking my best. After all, a girl who lives dangerously knows how to keep a secret. Blue Marigold keeps you looking perfect on any assignment. Blue Marigold. For girls who love to get it right.
Wrong! Whose voice is that? I asked the question, whose voice is it? It isn't mine.
Marigold, darling.
Whose is it? Come on.
It's mine.
Yours?
I auditioned.
And who the hell are you? I spent a whole day recording for this ad. We agreed it would be my voiceover. How dare you stick on another one pretending to be me?
Our clients wanted a softer sound. A different accent.
I took voice lessons specially. You told me they decided to drop this silent ad and have the new one with dialogue. Look, Brian!
Marigold, darling, you are perfect. We all know that. Absolutely fabulous.
Until you speak.
Telling me they're preserving my mystery. That's what they said. The mystery of the Blue Marigold girl. And I mustn't speak, Paul. Oh, no, be seen and not heard. That's me. The other girl, you should see her. The one they've got to do my voice. Sophie someone. She's a fat, rumpy thing. People see her and think it's me. Oh, imagine.
Sweetheart.
What?
Just she can't have everything.
Can't I? What do you mean?
She's so quick. You don't listen to other people.
I listen to you, you know.
Do you? Sometimes I wonder.
Well,
frankly, I think you should be happy with what you've got. I mean, you are the Blue Marigold girl. You're famous. You're a household word. Well, picture. And you made a fortune these last few years.
I'm not talking about the money!
Look, the agency has played fair money-wise. Naturally, they reserve the right to...
Oh, don't preach!
I was going to say, you've got me.
Oh, like hell I have!
You know I'd marry you if I could. You can't help your voice. I can't help my wife.
All right, Paul, you're twice as old as me. You see the world. You big-wheeled property, Paul, all right?
All right, what?
Don't preach!
Okay, will you lay off the booze? Come on. Let's go to bed. Come on.
I hate that other girl. I hate my voice. And Sophie Trent.
Really? You were the turning point in my career. If it hadn't been for you, I'd still be boring old me. Suddenly everybody wanted me. I do all sorts of voiceovers now, and of course with the TV ones you get repeat fees too. It's marvellous. It's like striking gold. And all of it thanks to you. I'm so grateful, Marigold, I really am. Bless you.
Drop dead.
Darling, I've tried several times to reach you, but, you've gone ex-directory, haven't you? The penalty of success.
Yes. I get too many strange men on the line asking me to say rude things in my so-called famous voice.
How amazing. Did you give them Sophie Trent's number?
Yes.
She's a dear thing.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, well, you always were a thoughtful girl, Marigold.
My agent said you wanted to see me, and it's supposed to be important.
Yes. Yes. well, I'm sorry, darling, but it goes like this. Our valued clients want a new image for the product. I mean, they still adore you, of course. I mean, who doesn't? But they feel in their water. They're funny people. You should see them. They feel that the time has come for a fresh approach. Nothing personal. But they're looking for another angle. It's a marketing thing, you understand?
Yes, Yumi, thank you. Goodbye.
I couldn't have put it better myself. Your agent tells me you've had masses of super film offers.
Did he? He'd say anything to anyone.
Well, I'm sure you will have. Because you have been, still are, fabulous. Oh, by the way, our clients left you this. In token of their gratitude to you, in recognition of all you've done for Blue Marigold Cosmetics over the years. Sweet of them, really. Don't refuse it, darling. You'd only regret it. If it really sticks in your throat, you can always give it your favourite charity.
Oh, my God, I've been pinching off.
Nonsense. You're as beautiful as ever. You'll get heaps of work. Once a winner, always a winner, huh?
Well, I say it's not a nice model, darling. It's a credit to you.
What? One lady owner?
It's great. It's beautiful. There's not a mark on her.
Well, how much?
Well, if you were trading her in...
I'm not.
No, exactly, you see. Well, that's a problem. They just brought out a new one, see? So who wants the old model, right? What? 900 quid? I know, it's terrible, but there you go, love.
I couldn't possibly.
Well, as I say, love, it's up to you, but you won't get a better offer. Not with a new model out. I mean, she is beautiful. I've got a waiting list as long as my arm for the new one.
Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. Cash in hand. 900 smackers. Now, how's about that? No one else would.
Yeah?
Myra, darling, are we feeling beautiful this morning? A little job. Bras and girdles for second skin.
But I don't model underwear.
Now, darling, we can't be too proud, can we? When did we last work, eh? You aren't too easy to place, you know. Your face is too well known. When you were Blue Marigold, you could afford to be difficult, but...
Super to see you. Do you want a lift?
No, it's all right, thank you. I was just looking for a taxi.
Do jump in. It's my first car. I've only just bought it. How's work?
Tremendous. I do a lot of work on the continent now. They pay so much better, you know.
Do they? That's terrific. You sure you don't want a lift?
I'm sure, thank you. Anyway, I'm not going your way.
Realise what you're doing?
I can hold it.
I'll say that. You ruin yourself, your looks, your body, your brains, everything.
It's Marigold's ruin. It's like Mother's ruin. Anyway, Paul, it's all your fault. It's not mine, oh no.
Is it? Why?
Stringing me along all these years. I can't hurt my wife. I'm all she's got. Poor thing. I must think of her. What about me?
I think it's been pretty good for you. You've had a nice time. Money, independence, recognition. You can't face reality, can you? You don't like the facts, so you drink.
I can face facts! I sold the car, didn't I, like you said I should?
Only to blow the proceeds on booze. Did you renew the lease on this flat?
Well...
Did you? That's why I told you to sell the car, or don't you remember?
But there wasn't enough money anyway. Paul, please, help me.
I have helped you, Marigold.
But you're saying no.
Yes. Yes, I am this time.
But who else can I ask?
Why do you imagine the world owes you a living? Tell me that.
Because I'm the Blue Marigold girl.
No, you were. Now you're you. That's what you've got to face.
All right, I'm useless, I'm ugly. Nobody wants me, you don't want me. So you go. Go on, go. Go back to your wife with her rare and precious diseases.
No wonder they revoiced you. When you had Sophie Trent's voice, you were every man's ideal. You were warm, you were generous, you were lovely. But of course, that was a fake.
I'm a fake now, am I?
No, you were. Now you're you. I don't think I like it much.
Paul. Paul, please don't go. Paul!
Done what we can.
You mean she isn't really better?
We don't quite see it in those terms here. No, your sister's problems interact. Her physical appearance was very important to her. In fact, you could say it was her only sense of identity.
She can look all right if she'll keep off the drink. But this latest attack... She never tried to kill herself before.
Yes, we got to the cause of that. Her friend, Paul Foster's remarriage... She saw it announced in a newspaper. No, that's more or less behind her now.
Quite honestly, I'd prefer her to stay here. I mean, well, naturally, she's family, but it hasn't been easy these last few years.
Quite, I do understand. But you see, if she stays here any longer, she'll become institutionalized.
Thank you. You're here. It's so lovely to be home again. I promise you, Beryl, there's going to be no more silliness. I know what silly I've been. I'm going to be really sensible, grown up, you know. Would you like a cup of tea? Lovely. Beryl, there's something I want you to have. It's sort of my rent, really, in advance. I'd say sorry, because I know I've been a nuisance.
Oh, no, I can't take that.
Of course you can, please. I don't need it. I'm hardly the Blue Marigold Girl anymore, am I?
Sophie Trent. Well, fancy. After all these years. It must be 10 at least.
Yeah, must be.
You've lived abroad. I remember you used to work abroad.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, there was France, Italy, the States. I was very big in the States.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm visiting my sister. It's rather a chore, really. But family is family, isn't it? How about you?
I'm here with Paul Foster.
Yes, the same Paul.
We're getting married next month.
But he is married. He married again after
his... Didn't you hear?
No.
No, I suppose you wouldn't.
What?
There was a car accident. He was driving. His young wife was killed.
And Paul?
Oh, he survived. Just.
Just?
He's getting over it now. He's got tremendous willpower, you know.
Well, I see. Poor Paul.
Oh, you mustn't pity him. He hates that. Why don't you join us tonight for dinner? We're at the Grand. If you're free, that is.
Yes. I'm free.
Then do, why not? Old times?
Is that why she invited me? Because I look so awful. So old. No threat. Well, we'll see. Her or me.
I'll give you £250. You expected more. I'm sorry. That's all I can go to.
I see. All right.
Change. Ooh, Marigold.
Hello, Paul. My dearest Paul. Remember me? Can't think what you see in Sophie. Forget her. I'm back. Me, Blue Marigold.
Myra, did you remember the shopping?
What on earth?
I shan't be in for dinner, Beryl.
But what's happened?
I'm meeting Paul.
Paul?
Paul Foster. He's a very dear friend of mine. In fact, he's my oldest friend. He's in town, staying at the Grand.
New dress? Shoes? Myra, where did you get
Paul the money? Paul insisted I look my absolute best.
He gave you the money?
Of course! He's the most generous of men. We were simply bowled over to see each other again. The magic just clicked back. The years simply dissolved.
But surely he's married, isn't he?
Not anymore, he isn't. And anyway, quite frankly, if he were, it wouldn't matter. Because Paul and I... It's just one of those things. We can't help it, either of us.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. Don't wait up.
Marigold super. You made it.
Sophie. And Paul. My dearest Paul.
Marigold, after all these years.
She looks as wonderful as ever, darling.
I'm sure she does.
Perfume is, of course, entirely fictitious. The bottle shown in this film was originally created by House of Guerlain for its perfume Chamade. Guerlain is totally unconnected with the imaginary events shown in this film.